Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Hello and welcome to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and thank you so much for joining me. March 31st, it went by pretty quickly, didn't it? And today I want to preview what we've got in store. We're going to talk about something very, very interesting today, and that is our limiting stories. Today, what I'd like to do is take you through the fourth and final part of this mini-series, Transformation 101, that we've been doing here in the month of March. And it's timely, as ever. It's always timely to talk about these foundational concepts, but especially timely in the face of a global pandemic, in the face of uncertainty, in the face of a lot of people examining their own lives, or I hope more people than usual examining their own lives and choosing to look within. Now, whatever you are doing today, I'm delighted that you've joined me. We're going to be talking about our limiting stories today. And as we continue the series, let's just recap the past 3 weeks. Now, these episodes of Decide to Transform are available anywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's one of the beauties of this medium is that you can download it and listen to it all at once, or you can listen to it in parts and segments wherever you are. You can listen to it at 3 o'clock in the morning if you choose. It's always there for you, and it's Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's Decide to Transform. And where we've been is looking at foundational concepts of personal transformation and human spirituality, because the two are, in fact, one and the same. A few weeks ago, we looked at love and fear, and the main question there is, which of those are you choosing? Are you choosing love, or are you choosing fear? And after that, we took a look on St. Patrick's Day at the ego and the psychological construct that we allow, and we allow it, by the way, to govern our lives, that sense of separation that leads to all sorts of problems for ourselves as a species and internally, as we are almost always conflicted. Now, last week we took a look at the two truths, to borrow from the concept of Eastern philosophy, absolute and relative truth. Absolute truth being God, or the ground of all being, spirit, source, your higher self, whatever you want to call that. It's what is, and relative truth is what appears to be, where we experience a variety of emotions, where people have varied experiences and don't ever seem to see the same thing the same way. There's conflict, strife, even war deep down. All of these things are possible when we listen to the ego, when we choose fear instead of love, and when we think that relative truth is all that there is. So how do you solve all this? Well, you solve it through spiritual practice, and it's very helpful, and we talked about this last week on the show, to think of personal growth and spiritual transformation, spiritual growth, as a metaphor for you wanting to change and cross the bridge, a bridge, in this case a modern suspension safe bridge, structurally sound, to the other side of a chasm where your best self is waiting for you, where a beautiful relationship is waiting for you, where more financial abundance is waiting for you. Whether that's what you want or not, it's where your desire and your ideal highest self, you answering your calling and living in your purpose, not frustrated, but fulfilled, where you are waiting for yourself, capital S. That's the other side. And we have looked at personal transformation as a journey that can begin right on the couch where you are watching TV. Maybe you're eating some tasty nachos or hamburgers and fries. Maybe you've called out for pizza and you want to get up off the couch because you want to experience what's on the other side of the bridge. But you are stopped every time. And what stops you? Well, fear, the ego, and believing that relative truth is the only thing out there. Right? Believing that if you can't see it, that it doesn't exist. Big mistake, right? And we all know this, but we all stay stuck. Now, there are a series, and there are many of these, but we have limiting stories and limiting concepts about ourselves that we indulge in and that we listen to far too often. In fact, we do it all the time. Right, it's 1 o'clock Eastern time here in North America, and wherever time you are, whatever you're doing, you've listened to these inner stories and their limiting stories probably dozens of times already today. If that sounds disturbing, then let that be disturbing to you, because the reality is we often just go through life on autopilot, don't we? Not thinking about these deeper issues. So I want to congratulate you for taking the time out of your life to care about yourself and your own personal development. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important to you, but it's important to everybody else around you. Everybody, everyone needs you to be at your 100% best at any time, right? Every day. People need you. If you have kids, they need you. Your spouse needs you to be at your best. Your neighbors, the world, everyone needs you to be as abundant, as flowing, as on top of things as you can be. Now, mind you, that is going to vary from day to day. Everybody gets sick. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody has a day or a series of days where they're energetically off, and that is life. But people need you to do this inner work, and you need to do it yourself. And I want to encourage you to value and love yourself enough to do that. Now, these are all concepts that I've talked about so far in the first few months of Decide to Transform, and you can go back again, I remind you, and listen to all of these episodes. They are all archived wherever you listen to podcasts. Whenever and however you do that, it's critical that you do the inner work. This is something that has to happen, and if you don't do it, you will continue to experience frustration. You will continue to experience malaise, and you'll continue to experience a sense that there's something more to life. There's got to be, and you want to explore what that is. But if you don't do the inner work, if you don't decide to do it and make a commitment to yourself to transform, then you will stay stuck. You may dabble in the solution. You may take a few steps off the couch or out the door, to continue with that metaphor. But you may not get anywhere. And if you listen to your limiting stories about yourself, you will stay stuck. Eventually, you'll end up right back where you started, and your frustration will either be the same as it was before, but it's often not. It's often greater. It's often greater. There's nothing more frustrating as a human being than to know that you're not living your purpose. Isn't that the truth? There's nothing more frustrating than knowing that you are not living your calling. So the question that each of us has to answer is, what is it going to take for us to step up and start that journey? But you might be on that journey already. And if you are, I congratulate you, I applaud you, and I want to be here to support you as much as I possibly can to please keep going. So I'm so glad that you're listening to this program. And if you've never started the journey but you want to, then stay tuned here, because you're going to see some things today that are going to resonate with you, because you will recognize yourself. You will, in the limiting stories that we all tell ourselves. Now, these stories are outlined in my book, Decide. The title's Decide, subtitle, How to Replace Your Fictions with Truth, Go Big in Life and Transform Audaciously, from 2019. It is my book that takes everyone through limiting stories, and in every chapter, there is a chapter dedicated to limiting stories in our lives, and I will go through some of them. I'll hit the highlights on the air here today, but this is something that's available in paperback and ebook, and you're welcome to pick a copy up for yourself. And in fact, I recommend that you do it, because each chapter is designed with several questions in mind, such as, one, how do I recognize that I'm telling myself a limiting story? And two, once I do, what do I do about it? Because action is critical. Transformation doesn't happen without action, doesn't happen without a decision to transform, but it also doesn't happen without your taking action. So each chapter takes you through a limiting story, why it's a limiting story, in other words, and not true, and what you can choose to believe instead, how you can put that into practice, and then also the benefits of doing it. Because as a teacher, as a healer, as an author, I welcome this. I always welcome the question, what's in it for me? I really do. And it may sound harsh, it may sound cynical, but it's very real, because we all ask this. We're bombarded with information all of the time. There are trillions of books, I don't know, literally trillions, but it seems like there are trillions of books. There are dozens and dozens and hundreds and thousands of professionals in the mental health field, in personal transformation, in spirituality. I'm one of them. So how do you choose amongst all this myriad information? But there's so much out there. Well, whatever you choose, however you choose it, and whatever you choose to do, I just want to invite you again to keep doing the inner work. Keep doing the inner work. And if you want to pick up a copy of my book, that would be very kind of you, as an investment in yourself. An investment in yourself and everyone else around you. So let's go through some of these limiting stories. So what are they? Well, they are things that we tell ourselves. I call them fictions. In other words, how to replace your fictions with truth, because they're not true. And they are things that we tell ourselves constantly. We are not often aware of this. These can be deeply ingrained and deeply subconscious. And it is like a reel-to-reel tape that plays in our mind over and over until we get up and turn the machine off. Or it's a disc that keeps skipping over and over and over until we pull it out of the player. For example, it's something that is in a loop and a cycle, like a hamster on a wheel, that continues to reboot until we recognize it and choose to take corrective action. Spiritual practice, by the way, is the recognition and taking that corrective action. And once you've begun the corrective action, staying with that corrective action, because the ego will speak to you. It speaks to us all the time in the form of these stories. These stories keep you on the couch, the metaphorical couch, or they keep you at the ledge. They cause you to decide, once you have arrived and can see the other side of the bridge and all of the people in their abundance and you as your higher self, living the life that you want to and frankly deserve to live, there are stories that cause you to turn back at that point. And even as you begin to cross the metaphorical bridge, modern suspension bridge that's structurally sound and wide enough for several people to cross abreast, handrails, totally safe. You're safe from everyone but your own ego, your own mind, because there are limiting stories that stop us and conspire to stop us every time, even as we cross the bridge to the other side. You may recognize some of these, and they are all, every single one of them, manifestations of fear. We talked a few weeks ago about love and fear, and which are you choosing? Which are you choosing? Again, if you've heard this before, there's a reason you're hearing it again. As adult learners, we need to hear things many, many times, dozens, in fact, before the lesson finally sinks in. So are you choosing fear? Or are you choosing love? It's especially important these days in the face of a global pandemic, in the face of grocery stores that are out of toilet paper, where people are hoarding and in a mass hysteria, right? It's important that you choose love. And it's always important. There doesn't have to be a global pandemic going on for you to choose love. And in fact, it would be very wonderful of you when this all dies down and things restore themselves to normal to continue to choose love, because everyone needs it and you need it. So which are you choosing? Limiting stories squash the creative power of the mind. And quite frankly and quite simply, they aren't true. Now again, I go through all of these in my book, Decide. In fact, this is largely what the book is about, is how to recognize these stories and replace them with something else, and to take practical action in our lives to create the transformation that we want to see. In other words, to be the change. So let's be the change. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to go through a list of some of these common limiting stories. You may recognize them, and I hope you do. When you do, let's take heart, because there's something you can do about it. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform here on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and I thank you for joining me today, March 31st, as we wrap up a four-part series that I've called Transformation 101. And we're looking at some very, very spiritual basics of personal growth and personal transformation. Today, we're looking at the limiting stories that we tell ourselves. Now, before the break, I promised that I would go through, during this segment, some of those limiting stories, and I'm going to do that. Many of them are covered in my book, Decide, and there are many others. When I was writing the book, I just selected a few that I've had the most experience with, and by most experience with, I don't mean simply I've heard them from other people. I also mean I've told these myself. I've listened to these voices myself, sometimes dozens and dozens and hundreds and who knows, maybe even 1,000 times. This is nearly completely universal that we're all going to hear these voices until we've laid the ego aside completely. Now, until that point, it's going to continue to come up, and we're going to tell ourselves things at whatever stage of the metaphorical journey we're on, whether it is getting off the couch or whether it's crossing the bridge after having walked all the way to the ledge and started to cross. Okay? These limiting stories will come up. And for every limiting story, incidentally, there is a turnaround statement or something that you can choose to believe instead. And we'll go through some of these here today on the show. So the limiting stories are things that we tell ourselves. They're voices in our heads that we not only hear, but we listen to and believe and act on. We listen to them, we believe them, we act on them. Let's start going through some of them. Number one is, well, this just isn't for me. Now, yeah, personal transformation and growth just isn't for me. Wealth just isn't for me. Ah, that beautiful relationship. Yeah, you know, loving, supportive, everything that I crave. Yeah, it's just not for me. It's just not for me. Yeah, I've looked at it. It's not my thing. It's not for me. It's a limiting story. There are other examples. Let's continue down the list, and you may recognize yourself, and what I hope, legitimately hope, for you is that you do recognize yourself, whether it's right now today, or whether it was last week, or when you were younger. Hopefully you catch on to something here and relate to it, because there is always a way out. These are how we talk to ourselves. They literally are how we talk to ourselves. We tell ourselves things like, it's just not for me, or I'm not good enough. You ever say that to yourself? I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Yeah, I'm not qualified enough for that position. No, I'm too old. Okay, I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too smart. I'm too qualified. I'm not qualified enough. I'm too dumb. I am too weak. I am not athletic enough. Okay. I'm too this, that, and the other. I'm not blank. Insert your adjective, enough. But I'm not enough. Limiting story. Another one is, I have more important things to do first. Yeah, well, you know, this is really important. All this meditation and yoga practice is really important. You know, I mean, I've read about it. I recognize that it's important and everything, but, always but, I've got more important things to do first. As a meditation instructor, I hear that all the time. I've got more important things to do first. I've got to feed the cat. Wait a minute, the cat's already been fed. No, it can't be that. Yeah, I'm busy. That's a limiting story. I'm too busy. In modern society, In whatever country you live in, I'm sure this applies. This is far from just the United States. People value busyness, not business in the sense of commerce, but busyness. Running around, frantic, hyperventilating, even doing 18 things at once has become a cultural value. How and why? That, please, make that stop. If you're doing it, make it stop. I'm too busy is a limiting story. Another common limiting story is, I'll have to give up who I am. Okay, well, if I start this yoga practice, for example, I'm going to have to give up who I am. It represents a different, it's a different me. And well, truth is, I'm scared of it, right? If you're using that story, that I have to give up who I am, it's a manifestation of fear. It's a limiting story. So here's a common one. I can't. Ooh, ever told yourself this? I can't do any of this. This is just too hard, and I can't do it. Nope. That's just, nope. It's not who I am. I can't do this. Really? I mean, is that really, really true? I want to invite you to consider this in your own life. Is that really the case that you can't? Only you would know. So as you listen to these are examples of the way we, collectively, as human beings, talk to ourselves. So the purpose of this is, if you feel singled out, excellent. You don't have to, but if you do, then let this serve as a wake-up call for you to take some creative and constructive action. There's always something you can do about these. Let's continue with a few more limiting stories. Okay, I'm stuck where I am. Okay, who hasn't felt stuck? All right, worldwide, nobody raises their hand, right? Because we've all felt stuck. Yeah, it's something that comes up sometimes more often than others, but we've all been there, so we can all relate to feeling like you just couldn't move off of where you were. Wherever you are in your journey, a common limiting story is, I'm stuck where I am. Well, you're never stuck, really, truly, but it can feel that way. So that's a limiting story that we often tell ourselves. I'll look ridiculous. How about that? Well, I'm afraid to do that because I'll look ridiculous. Yeah, I don't really want to go to the gym because I'll look ridiculous next to these 20-year-old football players that are lifting 500 pounds. Okay, well, let me tell you something. Those 20-year-olds lifting 500-pound weights in, let's say you are 60 or whatever age you are, the 20-year-old football player lifting weights is not thinking about you. Really, they're thinking about themselves or someone else besides you. So go anyway, is what I would say. That's a common fear, a common limiting story is, I'll look ridiculous. How about this one? I'm okay where I am. Nah, I'm good. Never tell yourself that when faced with change and transformation, when faced with changing your circumstance in some way. Nah, I'm okay. I'm okay where I am. Really? Then why were you thinking about change? Let me leave you with that one. And another common one, and we'll stop with this one, is, it's a waste of time. Yeah, meditation practice is a waste of time. That's a waste of time. I could be doing something else instead. Ooh, yeah, like scrolling my social media feed, like watching my favorite cable news channel that whips up fear and mass hysteria. Yes, I could be eating up and absorbing messages of fear. And I could choose fear. I could be choosing fear. There's always something more important, right? Yeah, that's a waste of time. Yeah, yoga, waste of time. Losing weight, waste of time. Do you tell yourself this? And are you aware that you're telling yourself this? So these are just a few examples of limiting stories that go through our minds at all times. Now, if we're not aware that we're telling ourselves these unhelpful things, then how can we make any changes? Well, that's a very good question. The answer is, we can't, and we don't, unless we become aware of it. So that is Absolutely. Critically, step number one is become aware that you are telling yourself a limiting story. So let's just take, for example, the I'm not good enough, or I'm not young enough, smart enough, I'm not blank enough for whatever it is that I want, you know, and I can't do any of it. A limiting story that we also talked about is one that kind of goes hand in hand with that. So I'm not good enough, I can't, I'm not smart enough, I can't. Well, let's just play with that one, for example. So for every limiting story here, for the sake of argument, that one, there is something that you can do to turn that around. And they can be very, very practical, and they are worth repeating. In fact, you cannot turn around a limiting story without first recognizing it, then deciding to and committing to turn that around. This needs to be a decision, because without a decision, you just dabble. You may try something for a little while and then go back to where you were. So instead of saying, I can't do any of this, how about I can? And how about something even more powerful than that? How about telling yourself, I'm all powerful? Ooh, absolute truth. That's me. It is you. I am all powerful. Or if you prefer to just shorten that up, I am. Period. How about that? Why don't you tell that to yourself instead of I can't? And if you're indulging yourself in the I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not old enough, right? I'm not qualified enough. If you're engaging in that limiting story, what about you tell yourself the same thing? I'm all powerful. I can. How about that? That is something that if you work on, you will begin to experience the situation differently. This story that you're telling yourself that you'd like some help turning around, and we help you not only turn that around and create, tailor-make for you a new statement, but we will also give you a practice or series of practices to anchor that. Now, if this is something that you're interested in just a 15 to 20 minute phone call, you can literally turn around your self-talk. Now, will the changes last? Well, it's up to you. That is why a key component of this is giving you a practice to anchor it. Now, it's up to you to do the practice. If you'd like to have us do this for you, then I invite you to send me a private message on Facebook, or if you'd like to email me, and the email address is tomas@tomasgarza.com. This is something new that we've been offering for a couple of months, and people have experienced some really, really powerful turnarounds. Now, again, with any form of change, it's up to you to make it last. In other words, we all have to do the work, and once is not enough, because change and personal growth and personal transformation is a process. So how do you move through all of this? Well, number one, recognize, when you recognize the limiting story, recognize that it's not true. Because who says that you can't do it? Who says you're stuck where you are? Yeah, that's not true. There are many ways that the statement, such as I'll look ridiculous, are simply not true. They're all based on fear. And as we've seen over the past few weeks here on the show, and as you may have experienced in your own walk, in your own spiritual practice, in your life, this is not real. It appears very real, and it's real to us in the sense of relative truth, but that's not the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is it is not real. It's made up, it's artificial, and it is a statement of the ego, which in itself does not even exist. It's artificial and is designed to keep you stuck. So why listen to fear when you could listen to love? Now, you might say, well, you know, I just get overwhelmed. Well, yes, Yes, the answer is yes. We all get overwhelmed. And the reality is, and this is why I want you to give yourself some grace here. And I really want you to exercise some patience with yourself, because you're going to have days where it's just really difficult to stay on top of your practice. If Lisa and I, for example, give you something new to work on your self-talk, a different statement or a turnaround statement, there are going to be days where you forget that. If you have a meditation practice, there's going to be days where you don't do it. Not only where you can only do it for 15 seconds, but there's going to be days where you forget completely. You get swept away in life. We all get swept away in life. Okay, so what? It happens. There's a difference between that happening as a natural course of events and doing it every day. Saying, yep, I'm overwhelmed. That can be a limiting story. We just went through that. I'm too busy. And no, you're not too busy. And when it comes to meditation, I will never, as a meditation instructor, as a teacher, as a healer, I can never accept that excuse that you're too busy, because you always have time for your next breath, and a successful meditation can be as short as one cycle of breath, literally, one in and out breath. If you do that and pay attention to it, in other words, if you do it with awareness or do it mindfully, that's what this term mindfulness means, a meditation can be as short as one breath. So to move through limiting stories, recognize, number one, they're not true, and decide to believe something else instead. Then take action on that new statement. And there are so many benefits to doing it. And you can imagine some of them. We can say some more about those on the other side of the break, but there are benefits to moving through your limiting stories. That's where we'll pick up after this short commercial break here. And then we'll take a couple of really excellent and very interesting questions from you, the listeners. We'll be right back on Decide to Transform here on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, tomasgarza.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
We Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and on this last final day of March, we're going through our limiting stories and what you can do to turn those around. And as we mentioned before the break, step number one is recognizing that you're telling yourself this untrue statement in the first place, such as, I'm too busy. I'm too busy for spiritual growth. Okay. I can't do this. I'm stuck where I am. I'll look ridiculous. Yeah, I'm okay where I am. I'm good. That's a waste of time. I can't. I'm not good enough. I'm too smart, too old, too dumb, too young. I am not athletic enough. This just isn't for me. There are more important things that I've got to do first. And I'm worried I'll have to give up who I am. And the group's already started. I'm just going to sit this one out. I'll just wait. Okay. So whichever of those, and there are many more, depending on the person, if that resonates with you and you've told yourself this, I really do, and I mean this sincerely, I really do want you to take heart knowing that there is always something that you can choose to believe instead. And again, as I mentioned before the break, if you need help with that, my colleague and friend Lisa Berry and I offer what we call a self-talk transformation call. And in a 15 to 20 minute phone call, we will give you, based on your recognition of a self-talk item that you'd like to turn around, we'll give you that turnaround and we will give you a short practice or a series of short practices to anchor that. And all of this can be accomplished in 15 to 20 minutes. Now, this, guys, is a $79 US, $79 value. If, right now, for a limited time, if you write in to the show here with questions, we will waive that and give this to you free of charge. Okay, you got that right. $79 value, free, plus self-talk transformation. If you write into the show, and you can do this at any time with listener questions. I love to hear from you, the listeners, and we're going to, in fact, spend the rest of the show today on a couple of really important questions direct from listeners. Actually, one of them is specific from a specific person. The other is a general question, which can be just as valuable. Because who hasn't been in a classroom or a webinar setting, a seminar setting, where someone asked a question and everyone nodded and sighed in relief because they were asking the same thing in their own minds and someone had the courage to ask? So if you do this between now and, let's say, between now and the 30th of June here, we will give you a self-talk transformation call absolutely free. So how do you access this? Send me a private message via Messenger on Facebook if we're connected. It's Tomas Garza. Or email is a very good way to reach me. That's Tomas, T-O-M-A-S. There is no H, please. T-O-M-A-S, Tomas at TomasGarza.com. Okay. People sometimes choose email as a way to reach me, sometimes Messenger if we're connected on Facebook. And if we're not, then you're welcome to send me a friend request or simply send me an email with that. Let's listen to a couple of these questions here. And the first one today is from Stephanie from Los Angeles. And Stephanie writes, I'm a very busy person. What do you recommend for simply de-stressing? I can't even think about limiting concepts right now. Okay. I'll read that again from Stephanie from Los Angeles. And Stephanie, if you're listening live here, thank you so much for sending the question in. If you're listening to the replay, thank you again for sending the question in. I'm a very busy person. What do you recommend for simply de-stressing? I can't even think about limiting concepts right now. Okay. So this is an excellent question. And I know, Stephanie, that you are speaking for many people. How many? I don't know. But let's all safely say many people worldwide. All right. Busy. How do you simply stay afloat? How do you stay afloat in this sea of busyness and information barrage and all of the responsibilities that we have and that we've heaped on ourselves in modern life, in work, in home life, with our families, with our colleagues at work, and then there's society at large. And we really are bombarded in the 21st century with information. These little smartphones that we have are wonderful tools, and email is, of course, a wonderful tool. I remember before email existed. I am 48 years old, so I remember very well in the days prior where we had to look items up in the library and we had to rely on conventional mail for sending almost everything that we can now attach to a file and send to somebody on the other side of the world with the click of a button. It is truly marvelous, and we can use it to our own frustration and self-destruction as well by scrolling and absorbing negativity. So it's a mindfulness thing and a mindfulness practice for each of us to bring some balance back to our lives. And if you've never had balance, then here are some suggestions. And if you can't even think about limiting concepts because you're so busy, I want to ask you, and Stephanie, this applies not just to you, but to anyone else in the world that may be feeling the same way, what can you eliminate from your life? I have often, when I've been overwhelmed as an entrepreneur, which happens, and if you're one yourself, you'll know that there are so many options out there and so many things that we could be doing at any one given time that it's very easy to fall into a state of overwhelm. And what I find really helps me is to list my activities, and just list everything that I'm involved in, and then take a look at that and make some decisions about what can I eliminate. Do you have to be doing 27 things? I mean, it would be really wonderful for all of us if we narrowed that down to one, but even if we narrow a list of 27 things down to 13, for example, is that not some form of relief? It is. What can you eliminate? And if you determine that I really can't eliminate anything, I invite you to go back and look again, because the more we have on our plate, the more things we have that we could eliminate from consideration in our lives. And as I've said already on this broadcast, from my own point of view as a meditator and as a meditation instructor, I do not buy, I'm on record as saying worldwide, that I do not buy the limiting story, the excuse from people that I don't have time to meditate. Actually, you do, because you have time for your next breath. So if you're hyper overwhelmed, take 30 seconds and just pay attention to a couple of cycles of breath. You have that. If you don't have 30 seconds, you have 5 for your next breath. It literally calms the body, calms the mind, and you don't have to run off, quit your job, sell your home, and move off to the Himalayas and take up monastic vows in order to meditate. That is a bizarre misconception, and whoever propagates that, I want you to stop. It's probably none of you that are listening to this broadcast, but yeah, if it is, right, this has actually got to stop. There are so many things that you can do to become less stressed. So that is one suggestion. Eliminate things from your list, and simple meditation can help. Self-care is something that I've stressed. I've done a show on this program completely and utterly devoted to self-care. So what does that look like for you? Do you want to take a walk in the fresh air? Do you want to draw yourself a bath? Do you want to practice yoga, go swimming? Do you want to cook something, a delicious meal? Right? Do you want to take a nap? It could be as simple as closing your eyes for 10 to 15 minutes and relaxing. Self-care is very good for simple de-stressing. So those are a few of the techniques. And, you know, I want to, wherever you are, if you feel stressed out and running ragged, There's always something that you can do. And I want to invite you, no matter what your self-care looks like or whether you have a meditation practice or not, what I want to invite you to do is go through and make an inventory and list the things that you're involved in that draw your time and eliminate a couple of those. There's always something that we can knock out that we're doing unnecessarily. So, Stephanie, I thank you very much for that question because I know for a fact that that question is something that a lot of people all over the world can relate to. And that's the point. That's the point of having these questions on the show. So the next one is general. In other words, people have asked me this over the years, and it's more going to be to go back to the analogy of someone wishing to cross a bridge. You move yourself that much closer to where you want to be with every meditation, with every prayer, with every devotional practice. Or if your idea of spirituality is a walk in the woods, with every walk in the woods, you move yourself closer. Self-care is spirituality because the world needs you at your best. So I would submit to you that no effort in this regard, no effort to know who you are and embody your highest self, not a single one of those efforts is ever wasted. So I'd submit that. And that with effort and intention as you go forward, and with having patience for yourself, understand that there are always lessons to be learned. And I invite you to consider as you go along, what are these? Because they'll come up. Nothing is wasted. And if you decide to transform, hence the title of this show, if you make a commitment to change and to being the highest version of yourself, becoming that, being that, and living from that truth and your purpose, whatever that looks like for you. If you make that commitment, then what you're going to find is the increments along the way are going to become easier. You will find yourself acquiring new habits if you make the decision to stick with it and you continue with it. Nothing is ever wasted. Now, will you end up exactly where you want to? Maybe, maybe not. And if you don't, you'll end up exactly where you are meant to be. Because sometimes, and I know that this applies to all of us in life, sometimes we think we're going to end up in one place only to end up someplace very different. And who hasn't had the experience of ending up in that someplace really different and thinking, oh, wow, I'm really grateful that this didn't work out the way I thought it was going to. I'm really grateful that I'm here now. I'm with this person instead of that person, that I have this career instead of a different career, that I live in this city instead of this other one. And sometimes our plans take a different route. And often, more often than not, we end up thinking, wow, this was really meant to be. And I would submit that wherever you are, that it is, and that that's the case. So that's the answer to the general question. Nothing's ever wasted. Do the inner work and listen for those limiting stories, because they can all be overcome. I thank you all for listening. I'm Tomas Garza. Signing off here. You've been listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Have a great week, everyone.